sisters, sing.
You're listening to Sister Signs.
Hey, stargazers! Welcome back to another ep.
These are your
favorite sisters. I'm Ashmir, the oldest.
I'm 26. And I'm a Leo sun,
Sag rising, and a Capricorn moon.
And I really like to sing.
I'm the younger sister, Carenza. I am an Aquarius. Aquarius sun, Aquarius moon, Aquarius rising. I could just say triple, but I say triple all the time.
I'm an Aquarius. Do you think I'm hilarious?
So what are we talking about this episode?
We're talking about Earth, baby.
Earth, get down.
Let's get real.
Element of Earth.
Come back down, babe. It's time to get grounded.
Get grounded.
Like, do some yoga. That's, like, super earthy.
That is very earthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
the letter G is so earthy, don't you think?
Gloria.
It could be earthy. Yeah.
Well, no. It's nothing else. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? Not, like, no other letter is
the
earthy?
The letter G isn't any other element.
Like, I think that
think about that. Just like the letter S is water.
I think that S could be like fire too, though.
Actually, yeah, I was thinking about that.
Right, it's like Sansa.
Yeah.
And Sarah. No, not Sarah.
Sarah.
Sansa.
Salazar.
Sasha.
Slytherin. Yeah.
Sasha's the most
fire. Sasha's so fiery.
Jade. Your friend Jade could be named Sasha, hey?
Yeah, she could.
Yeah.
Jade is such
like that could
a fire
be your
sign.
Alternate name.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jade to me is like the perfect Aries.
Mm.
Anyways, we're not talking about fire signs today.
Yes,
we were going
we'd
to.
Like to. That's next week. No, okay. We're talking about Earth signs. So
yeah, I just feel like I have so many associations with Earth. That's really stupid.
What do you
like
mean?
The like color green, but like that's
oh no, so do I. Absolutely. I think that that's how I feel about like every element, but Earth, definitely.
Yeah.
Earth is the color green, I think. Not just because
because it's Earth.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think that, like, that Earth signs really hone in on, like, that whole association.
I think they love it
like,
because
green color theory.
It's like, oh yeah, like we're natural. It's like they feel like the most natural, the most connected to the environment.
Like think about plant mamas. What are their signs?
They're always earth signs. Or always. Pisces. I know like a really plant powered Pisces.
Plant power.
Also guys, side note, I'm reading a book right now called The Pisces. Total coincidence.
Oh my god, I didn't even know this.
Yeah, it's about a woman who is a Pisces. Like, I think the writer actually writes horoscopes as well for something. It, like, says that on her, like, little
bio
description. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know what her sign is, but the character's sign is a Pisces, and it's about this woman who falls in love with a mermaid. So, yeah.
That's sexy sex.
It actually is, because there's, like, this, like, intense scene of him, like, going down on her because he, like, but she doesn't know that he's a mermaid yet, so he's just, like, in the water.
Whoa, wait, what? Like, he's, like, they're in the water when it's happening, and he's making
like,
his way down?
Like, she's on the rocks. It's in LA, Venice Beach.
And then he's like, I, like, seek out books that are set in California.
Like, what, he's
also
on the rocks and she's in the water?
No.
But he doesn't know that she's a mermaid?
He's a merman.
Oh.
Merman. He's a merman.
I like
you don't
this
like
less.
Yeah, I know.
This is real. That's
it
really
is
bad. That's like kind of,
because he's
that's
kind
like
of like
weirdly
gay
sexist
of
me.
Yeah, I know.
Not even like gay, but it's just like, it's like.
Also, they describe his tail and it's like not hot. He's got like barnacles on it and
yeah,
it's black.
Yeah, ew, no. Okay, but a male merman to me is like that character in Narnia, the half goat one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I
exactly
mean. Or the centaur in Harry Potter. It's like, like just kind of missed the mark.
Except
for me
centaur,
sexually.
No, centaur's way hotter. Centaur's more
it is,
like
there's something about their small feet though, the hooves,
yeah, like horse
yeah,
feet
that, that's
sure
a turn off.
It's a turn off, but it's different to me than
it's like
the,
I want a man with a solid foot.
The character in Narnia, oh god, you know what I just realized, he's played by James McAvoy. That's really weird to me. He wears like a little scarf. as well.
Anyway, so we're going to do a rundown of all of the earth signs.
Yes.
Let's start with the first earth sign, which is Taurus.
Yes. And Taurus is
Kenza, take it away.
Taurus is a fixed sign.
You got it.
We've talked about the different modalities in previous episodes.
Yes.
So Taurus is in the same family as Aquarius, Leo, and Scorpio.
Yes.
Taurus is a fixed sign. What do we know about Tauruses? They're pretty indulgent.
Generally, Taurus, well, it's in the spring. It's ruled by Venus. So it's kind of all about like the kind of like imagery you see with it is like baby animals like frolicking through the fields and like flowers and stuff. And it's like really like my friend Kenya, who I was talking to today. She loves Tauruses.
Yeah.
They're
all about like natural beauty.
And she loves like Taurus season.
Yeah.
And I think it's so true because Taurus season is such a beautiful time of year.
Yeah.
It's like the end of April into May. It's like, ugh, perfect time. It's like usually when prom is, at least my prom was May 1st, which is a terrible date for prom. Because it was so cold. It's also ruled by Venus, like Libra, so you kind of get those same vibes of being like, oh, like soft, sweet, sexy, sensual, all about like Earth's like tangible pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Tangible?
Yes. And then reason why I say indulgent is just because of that. Like they are ruled by their pleasures or they often like to give in to their pleasures, like making a home for themselves or
They're like the treating more themselves. Homebody-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sort of like really taking care of themselves.
Let's read a little bit about Tauruses.
Really taking care of themselves and making sure that they feel like beautiful and are surrounded by the things that they feel, I don't know, are pretty beautiful.
Pretty beautiful. I find all the Tauruses I know, they are very, like, you can kind of tell they're just, like, very, like, sure of themselves.
Yes.
They're very,
that's
like,
definitely true.
Again, like, grounded. You get this vibe that they really don't need anyone else. They're, like, not super dependent on anyone. Or, like, that's kind of, like, what my experience has been.
Yeah.
The thing about earth signs is they're all, like, very hardworking. So we'll get into the houses later. But, like, the houses that are kind of associated with the earth signs is, like, the 2nd, the 6th, and the 10th. And they're all kind of ruled by, like, work or money, very, like, concrete possessions.
But I feel like you say money-driven, but I feel like it's different from how Capricorn thinks about money in the sense that Taurus craves financial stability rather than, like, intense success.
Yeah.
You know what I
also,
mean?
there's always things that compare Leo and Taurus together where it's like, love spending all my money on a shopping spree. I'm like, yeah.
Indulgent.
Yeah. They like want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that they it's like a form of taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like
earth signs are like the self-care signs. We've talked about that
before. Oh, yeah. They're totally the self-care signs. Just making sure that they have like everything they need. And also giving into what they want. Because I think for Virgos, it's more like...
I think they just care less. They've got a little bit more like wiggle room that way.
Yeah. Well, I think in terms of Virgo,
Less rigid.
Yeah, they know what works for them. And so they stick to that. Whereas Taurus, they're always like wanting to try new things that they want.
Yeah.
Allowing themselves to...
Well, tell us about your Taurus friend.
Yeah, one of my best friends, Augusta, is a Taurus, and I think that she is a pretty classic Taurus.
Mm.
Yeah, like a little bit stubborn, really homey, kind of maternal in the sense where they can make you feel like comfortable in their environment, because I think that they're so comfortable in their environment, you know, where they don't mind bringing in new people and being like, I think as long as they're in an environment that is akin to them and that they're familiar with, then they are, like, really good hosts.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is that, like, me and Augusta have talked about this before because she's in a co-op program where she's, like, constantly moving around, right? Where she's, like, living in one apartment and then she switches over to another due to a co-op. And, like, right now she's living out in, like, Northern Ontario because of a co-op placement, and she finds it really hard because she likes to make a home so much, and she loves, you know, constantly like hitting up antique markets and finding new like thrifty pieces.
Yeah, that reminds me of something else. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then just so she's finding it difficult, like moving around so much because she craves making a home for herself. Well, her like solution to that has just been to make a mini home of every environment that she's in, despite the fact that it requires a lot of moving, which I think is really funny. Oh, and she's also really resistant to like move out once she's made a little home for herself. So
they get comfortable.
Yeah. For example, the last time she moved, I saw her like 5 days before she was supposed to move. Nothing was even like remotely packed away. She was still like shopping and, like,
no,
you know.
Like, I'm just going to take my time. They go at their own pace. They're yes. like, no, I'm not going to be rushed for anyone, bitch. Yeah. Like, sorry. This is just, it was reminding me of my friend Taylor, who's actually a Leo, but she's got like all earth placements. She's got like everything in Virgo. And then I think she's like a Taurus rising.
Wow.
Anyway, but she is like so about that. First of all, she's like a super talented artist. She's a tattoo artist, but she's like an amazing like thrifter. And her home has always been like such a reflection of her taste. Like ever since I've known her, I think I've seen her in like 2 or 3 apartments now, like, right. or, like, known of her. Anyway, yeah, like, 3 places. Now she has her own house with her boyfriend. But she's got, like, I went to her place recently, and it's just so her. It's so, like, witchy and, like, beautiful. First of all, she has 2 stunning cats.
Love that.
Yeah, one's, like, an all-black cat, and the other one's, like, this, like, gorgeous little Siamese cat. But love it's, that. Like, not a Siamese cat. It's a barn cat, but anyway, it looks like a Siamese cat. And then this, like, sweet little dog. And just, like, the way that she, like, curates her house. Mm. It's, like, so that. And she's, like, totally very, like, comfy, cozy, like, a really good hostess. Like, will make you feel at ease. Like, everything like that.
Yeah.
Where I feel like even though I like, things to look pretty, I'm way less, like... And, like, I want my house to be, like, nice and stuff, and I do like that, but it's way less natural for me to be like, okay, I'm gonna, like, go out and, like, find the perfect blah, blah, blah.
It's not a top priority.
Yeah, it's not as much a priority.
Right, like, making your home a space that you,
like adore. It. I want it to be nice, but, like, it's just gonna take a long time for it to be, like, perfect and, like, whatever.
And ultimately, I think in the case
same
of you...
Same with my friend Ashlyn. She's, like, well, she's a Virgo, but...
Yeah. You also, like, prefer being outside and spending time, like, out and exploring.
Yeah, I'm very restless.
Right? But just exploring and yeah, just, like, constantly moving. So I don't think that it's as important to you as well because you do want to have a space that's comfortable and that you like to come home to, but ultimately... You're not going to spend all of your time there. So I think that you focus more on the way that you look and then heading out and like
very
exploring.
Vain.
No, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, I know.
There are different, like,
my body is my home.
Yeah, exactly. Your body is your home.
As long as I got my body.
Your hair
I'm
is
right
your
at
home.
Dude, it is. It is. It looks so good today, doesn't it?
It looks great.
I just... Sorry, hashtag Leo. Insane. Yeah, yesterday I was, like, so sad again, and I was like, well, it's too bad I didn't see anyone, so they couldn't see my hair. And Austin's like, well, I saw it. I was like, ugh, it's not the same, but
it's really not the same.
It's just because it's in a braid all the time, so on my days off, I'm really like, yeah, look at me, la la la.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, like, people buy for different things. Like, even when I'm out with that one Taurus friend of mine, Augusta, like, she will stop by store windows of furniture stores and be like, wow, this is so nice. Like, imagine this here, imagine this there. And I'm like, yeah, it's nice. I don't really care, though.
I know, right? Like, don't you wish that you, like, because I'm always like, I'm artsy, like, I should be good at this.
Yes.
But it's just like, it's like not. It's just one of those things, like taxes. It's just like, oh my God, why is this so much harder for me?
I can't bring myself to spend, like, a lot of money on a bed frame. Because I'm
I don't care. Like, I'll spend so much money on, like, one ring.
Yes.
But I don't give a shit. Like, I'll sleep on a mat, a yoga mat.
I know. Have a yoga mat. For me, it's like, I will expand my closet 3 times before I think about getting a nicer couch.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm too preoccupied about, like, you know how you want people to see your hair? I want people to see my outfit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not really bringing
people
over to my house.
I'm all about the neck up. You're about the neck down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the chest up. Like, yeah. To show a little, you know.
But it's, for me, it's all about, like, it's all about the presentation of just myself.
Yeah.
Like, my home, I'm like, yeah, I like my place to be clean, but I don't know. I don't really need it to be, like, the most exceptional. I want it to be, but I also think that it's so much hard work and I get bored. I want it to be
clean, yeah. All that to say, Earth signs are really good at that.
Yes.
Curating a home. Yes. I find, like, especially, like, Taurus and, like, Virgos that I know. Like, yes. Again, Ashlyn is so like that. Like, her place is, like, just, like, really pretty, always, like, perfectly done and stuff.
Right.
And, okay, Virgo. So, this is a mutable sign. They are ruled by Mercury, just like Gemini. So, like, more about communication, stuff and like that. And in the
family?
In the mutable family. Gemini. Yeah, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Those are the mutable ones. I feel like we talk about that every episode.
Yeah, but I think it's just like a nice little reminder. At I least think for maybe myself.
Because, yeah, your scrubs are still working on memorizing it. I gave her a little test.
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't know.
I know. It's nice to know. Okay. I feel like I always have Virgo bosses. Yes. I can think of three.
We talked about this in, I think, our Euphoria episode.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Being no, no. But why do you think that is? Like, why do you think Virgo
Well, again,
often...
like, how's, like, Virgo is, like, the house of, or sorry, the sixth house is, like, kind of like the Virgo house, and it's ruled by work or mm-hmm. rules work.
I didn't know this. It rules work? Or...
Yeah, that's like part of it. And also like health and stuff.
Wow.
Like, yeah. So I had one. Yeah, I can think of like several people. They just like wind up in these like positions of power. I honestly think because they like to. Because they are. Okay, that is kind of like a misconception, but like also not a misconception because they're like. Can be more like kind of anal. They want to like control the situation. But this is the thing. They do kind of like understand how to do things yeah. better. Like, and they care yeah. a lot.
They assume they're leadership.
Like the virgin is what they're known for. They have this very like, which is ironic because it's like this very maternal energy, but it's the virgin. But like blah blah blah. Jesus Christ, like Mary was a virgin. you know her, yeah, she was a virgin.
Mary, you don't know Mary? Yeah, Mary the virgin?
Mary, we don't talk
Mary,
about Bruno.
Mary, Jesus' father, mother. Yeah, so Virgo assumes a leadership position.
But also, like, maternal. That's, like, kind of their vibe. So that's always kind of, like, what I've gotten from them. It's very, like, I want to take care of you. Like, I want to, like, and they, like, want to take care of the situation, blah, blah, blah. I feel like on the negative side, that can come off as very controlling. Mm. Again, I had a Virgo roommate. Oh, my God. Sorry. Nightmare. She was also... so much older than me, like it was, and I was like 22 and came home every night drunk and would like
wait,
I like
this?
Remember I like had a bag of chips, I guess, or fries, I think it was chips anyway. And my other roommate, who's a Pisces and but was also older, but she's like very chill, she was like, hey, are you okay? She like texts me, I was like, fuck, what did I do? And so anyway, I go into the bathroom, there's chips all over the toilet seat and the bathroom floor. And then I go out, I was like going to the gym or something like that, trying to cure my hangover, and all over the front porch and down the stairs there's chips, just potato chips all over. And I was like, oh my god, like my roommate, my other roommate, the Virgo one, I was like, oh, she's gonna be so mad at me, blah blah blah. Anyway, but she was like very, it's funny because we actually have like a lot of similarities. I'm sure she's not listening to this. She's also vegan and is sober. I wasn't at the time, but it's just funny because now I'm a sober vegan. So, yeah. And then, okay, sorry. I've had, like, some crazy experiences with Virgos. One of my best friends is a Virgo, but all of her placements are pretty much Libra or Leo. So
true.
Interesting. Am I going on too long? Am
no,
I
not talking at all. Too much? Okay. Not at all.
But I just feel like they can go either way. Anyway, I've always had these kind of relationships with them where it's like they almost want to like guide me in a way, but they're oh. like, oh, little dear, like, you know, you're like that dear so D-E-A-R, funny. Like you're and D-E-E-R, D-E-E-R.
I thought I said E three times.
Dear.
I thought you did too.
Like,
no, they try to like control you.
Yeah, they're just, they can be very controlling. But on the other side of that,
I swear to God, so many of the podcasts that I listen to and all these girls I look up to, they're like, yeah, I'm Virgo, like Virgo energy. I'm like, oh, of course you are. Well, yeah. We were just talking about Sydney Sweeney. Virgo, of course, she's 24, is like an insanely good actress. Mm-hmm. She's like really hot, but
so whatever. Successful.
Super successful. Perfect rack.
Literally.
What was the other thing? She owns her own production company now. Like, what?
What? Sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She owns her own production company?
Yeah, sink that in. Let that sink in, I mean.
She's 24.
Yeah. Like, okay, how do you gain that maturity? Like, if I was in Hollywood, I'd be like, hello, Ben Affleck.
Yeah. He'd be my first. Did you know that her fiancé is, like, a lot older than her?
Yeah, he's, like, 37. Again, yeah, she's, like, exactly. So mature. So all this to say, I'm a bit jealous of Virgos.
Yeah, I'm also a bit jealous of Virgos. Even more about Sydney Sweeney, she has rebuilt an old car, and she's in the process of rebuilding another old
car.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, cool, and you have, like, you know, all car these knowledge. Cool hobbies, and, like, guys will think you're cool because you know about cars. We were just talking about, because I read her Cosmo article, and she's, like, or some article, whatever. She was talking about how she doesn't have a lot of friends because she doesn't let a lot of people in. I was like, interesting. I feel like that you kind of have to be like that to be that successful.
Yeah, I think that that's also a tendency in a lot of earth signs. I think it takes a lot to really get to know an earth sign. Like, an earth sign won't really let you fully in right away.
Mm.
I think that they present, like, a surface level.
Yeah.
And then there's...
a bit of a tough nut to crack.
A bit of a tough nut, yeah. That's the impression that I get off of earth signs. Maybe that's just, like, my interaction with them because of, like, the air and earth dynamic.
Okay. Should talk about caps.
Yeah, we should talk about caps.
We both have Capricorn placements.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We sure do have Capricorn placements.
Capricorn is the... Kranza?
Capricorn is the cardinal sign.
You got it, girl.
Capricorn lives in the family with Libra.
They live in the blue house.
They live in this family.
Cardinal would be red.
I feel like it would be more like pink. But anyways, Capricorn lives in the cardinal family with... okay, whatever. Capricorn lives in the cardinal family with Libra, Cancer, and Aries. Thank you. And Capricorn, I mean... I think that everybody knows a bit about Capricorn. They have a sort of reputation that is, like, big boss. Entrepreneurial skills, like
you think of a stock room, you know, like Wolf of Wall Street stuff. That's Capricorn energy.
It is Capricorn energy. Yeah.
Also kind of Aries energy.
Yeah.
Horns. You know what's cool? Both of our grandmothers have horns as their signs.
Oh, true. Because
Oma's an Aries and grandma's Capricorn. I just think that's sick.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
We come from, like, two, like... cool.
You know, powerhouse women.
Yeah.
So Capricorn, yeah, they've got this reputation of being very entrepreneurial, bosses, very good with money.
I have a Capricorn boss right now.
We
talked about in the first app. Remember?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Very good with money and, like, knowing how to accrue money, I guess you could say. Like, kind of craving that constant success.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, but I think that success can vary, right?
Yeah.
In terms of the Capricorns I know, it's more like work success, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like natural social butterflies. They're slick talkers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I know this Capricorn. They are the slickest.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, and so funny. Like,
so
I
funny.
I feel like they're always, like, the kind of, like, dark humored, like, ones. At least, like, this person was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I worked with them for a little bit. They were, like, very funny.
I find that there's a level of, like, restlessness in Capricorns in the sense where they're always trying to do more, be better, like, expand their like, network. And I think that they're constantly just, like...
lot of friends.
Yeah, a lot of friends. That's what,
like,
I mean. Like,
Julia, my friend Julia is like that.
Oh.
Like, so many friends.
Like,
just, like...
a lot of energy to put into socializing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot more than many other signs.
Yeah.
And
again, can kind of, like, strike that balance, I feel like, of being, like, cool and, like, with it, but also, like, knows when to, like, work and, like, put their thing in. And they
That's
almost
so true.
Make it look, like, effortless. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's like they're, like, cool and you're like, but, like, when do you have time to work?
That's what I mean. Like,
it's
they
annoying.
Have this energy.
Yeah.
That I think is really intimidating because I find... when you're, I don't know, like, they're very personable and they're really good social butterflies. And I think that that meter of, like, socializing or you know, like, getting yourself out there. I feel like that can run dry, but with Capricorns, they make it look really easy.
And again, I feel like they're the ones that can kind of, like, they'll go to the party, they'll drink, but, like, they won't get wasted.
Yes, totally. They'll stay on top of
they're that vibe. It's like they're gonna be cool, but, like, they'll get home level-headed. They're not gonna, like, pass out.
Yeah. They seem like they're having the absolute best time. But they don't need to get wasted. Yeah. They don't need to get wasted to have the best time. No. I have a really close friend who's a Capricorn. And she is... I actually talked about her in a previous episode where we were talking about, like, chance encounters with a Capricorn. And I mentioned how she was addicted to success and how she thought it was, like, gross how addicted she was, which I thought was really funny. But anyways, I went out with her recently on St. Patrick's Day, and we were just, like, at this bar that's right next to this club, and they're kind of, like, intertwined. A lot of, like, similar people in similar industries, like, hit up either the bar or the club, or they'll interchange between the two. I don't know. Every time I'm there, I feel like I see, like, 5 micro-ish celebrities, you know, who are working
on, like... super micro. Like, yeah, I would never recognize them. Like,
I'm not saying they're celebrities. I'm just saying...
I've never heard you say this. At City Pool?
Yes, at City Pool in Libertine. I swear.
Okay, I thought City Pool was, like, just, like, dingy little
not
pool
micro... Bar. Not celebrities, but I mean, if you're, like,
like, someone with, like, 2,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, if you're, like, a stalker like me on Instagram, it's, like, people who... There's this group. There's this Torontonian group of all these, like... mid-20-year-olds who all know each other, and they all work in the music industry, the film industry, or the art industry. Mm-hmm. And they all, like, sometimes work together, or they know about what each other's doing. I don't know. I'm just a huge stalker, and I just know all of them.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Maybe I've just, like, made up the idea that there's celebrities in my head.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people know them.
But I don't know anyone.
And we went outside to, like, have a cigarette or whatever. And she just knew, like, everybody there. And it was so funny. She, like, made her rounds within the, like, few meters of sidewalk in front of this bar and club space.
Yeah.
Just going around being like, hey, like, how's this going? And it was always, like, professionally related. It wasn't like, how's your life? How's your girlfriend? How's this or whatever? It's like, how's the film going? And then I'd come in and she'd be like, yeah, Carenza, like, Sebastian's making a film right now. It's really crazy. It's really great. It's avant-garde. Like,
yeah, they definitely have this sort of way of talking. Yeah. Like, and that's, like, their energy.
Oh, for sure. Mm. And they're like, yeah, and actually this group, this, like, music group or whatever, this music group, like, they're doing the score for the film. Yeah, so it's gonna be really crazy, and the animator is just over there. Let's go talk to the animator. And, like, we go over to the animator, and she's like, yeah, what you're doing right now is really crazy with the still frames. It's incredible. Yeah.
Oh my god, you're so, like, arty.
Arty?
Yeah, arty. Like, A-R-T-Y.
Abrams?
No.
From Glee?
No, we're both big Glee fans over here. Yeah. No, like, RT. Like, yes. You're, like, the stills or whatever you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, anyway, so it was just interesting seeing that, or witnessing that. And I'm really bad at that. Like, it takes a certain level of knowing yourself and knowing that your work is good to be able to be like that, because then you're able to network and sell yourself and sell whatever you're doing and working on. And I guess whenever I try to do it, I just feel like I'm coming across as if I don't know what I'm talking about. And a lot of what I'm saying is just bullshit. Like, I'm making it up. So,
but they're
always,
like, sure of themselves.
That's what I mean. They're so sure of themselves, and they're so sure of their work that they're like, yeah, like, this does make sense. And yeah, they want to hear about this. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm always they don't want to hear about this. Instead, I'm just going to, like, mock myself until they like me. Anyways, so that's really what my takeaway is from Capricorns.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just really like that story.
We're going to play our favorite game.
Yeah, this is our new thing, by the way. Okay, let's hear some Earth sign MFKs.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Ugh, okay, anyway, Taurus power couple, but also they're so cringe.
Yeah, they are pretty cringe. Yeah,
but they're super Taurus-y.
Anyways, okay, I have a couple for you. Okay, so Bradley Cooper. Chris Pine.
Capricorn is Bradley Cooper. Okay, yeah.
Chris Pine and The Rock, because I know you love The Rock.
You know I love The Rock. Is The Rock a Taurus?
Yes.
Nice. Chris Pine is really hot, though.
Yeah, I know.
And what is he? Love Bradley Cooper, too. Okay, Bradley Cooper is like my number one
celeb crush. He is.
Oh my God, I love him so much. I don't know what movie really did me in for him.
Also, so you know what Chris Pine is? Virgo.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, but Bradley Cooper is, like, too, like, amazing, you know what I mean?
He's your number one, he's always been your number one.
He is, he's just, like, too talented, this is always what it always comes down to me feeling, like, inferior. Being like, well, I don't want, like, him to be more successful than me, but yeah, obviously he would be more successful than me. And I love The Rock, too.
And Chris Pine also, is so
okay,
hot.
No, but okay, I love Bradley Cooper, but like his whole thing with supermodels, like, and only like dating them, and then like, I don't know, he has a bad track record. So I date Bradley Cooper, dump Chris Pine because like I just don't have a connection to him, and marry The Rock because what a sweetie, like, honest.
Wait, date Bradley, dump Chris, marry Rock.
What's his real name?
Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Reed.
I think that's like a store in England or something.
Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Reed.
No, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
You've never heard his real name before?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
what's the next one? What would you do?
I think that I'd probably marry Chris Pine weirdly.
Yeah, he's hot as hell. You know who likes him? I think Georgia. That is, Georgia loves guys like that.
Yeah,
like very good looking guys.
Actually, wait, no, he is a bit too pretty.
He's really pretty, but like still masculine.
I think I'd actually marry Bradley Cooper, date The Rock. But his whole supermodel thing, Bradley Cooper, also irks me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do. Maybe I'd do the same thing as you, but I don't really have a thing for The Rock. I actually find him a bit much, but
he's so sweet.
Yeah, at the same time, he is really sweet. And have you seen him with his like daughter?
That's cute.
It's really cute.
I would like that.
And he like teaches her to be like, you know,
I would like that girl. I'd like to marry The Rock, have a kid.
And his daughter is really cute. Aww. And you know how he's like huge?
Mm-hmm.
She's like so small when he picks her up. It's like, and people were like, I saw a tweet the other day where it was like, I've lived 19 years on this earth and I never knew The Rock had a pebble. So cute. And that's literally what they are. Rock and pebble. And okay, imagine like dating The Rock's kid. Like how terrifying. Yeah,
I can't wait to put her into one of these Mary Day dumps. Wait a couple years.
Okay, I've got another one for you. Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Bridget Jones, wait, for those Taurus? Who don't know. She is a Taurus. Leah Michele.
Oh, God. Virgo.
Yeah, of course. And Alison Brie.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not in love with all of them.
Just for those who don't know, Leah Michele, obviously Rachel from Glee, and Alison Brie
is in Mad Men.
Yeah, she's also in Glow. She's, like, one of the co-stars in Glow. She's the brunette one. She's in a lot of stuff. She just has, like, the really big eyes.
Mm-hmm. What would I do? I would probably marry Alison Brie. She just seems the most, like, neutral again. Like, I wouldn't feel as intimidated. Always what comes down to for me, yeah.
I feel like
also, like, Renee Zellweger, I really like her, and I like her movies, but she's, like, annoying.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, no, she's
I feel like she's Roxy Hart in real life, which really irks me.
Yeah, she's like, no, I can't. She has too many annoying things. And Leah Michele, no way.
Yeah, Leah Michele, no absolutely way. Not. That's a dump. That is a dump.
Yeah, you're so talented, but, like, ugh.
She's the most annoying person, I think, in the world.
I do like her on Glee, though, like, just, like, watching her, because she's entertaining.
And I like how much people are like, you're so irritating.
Like, I just hate a keener. Like, sorry. Like, I was, like, a high school dropout. I was so bad at school. Like, I can't with people like that.
No, she's such a keener. It's like, so annoying.
Like, gold star
people. I don't even understand how she was with Corey Monteith. Feel terrible.
Yeah, she's like, oh, like, what? Sorry, did you want to say something? Yeah. I'm actually in the spotlight.
Ew.
So,
I really hate Leah Michele. I hate her so much.
Anyway, she is really talented, though.
We're dumping her for sure.
We're dumping her. We're dating Renee, because that could be a good time. I feel like she'd be like, I'm an old boozy alcoholic. I feel like because she just played Liza Minnelli in a movie.
No, not Judy Garland.
Yeah. Judy Garland.
Same vibe. Anyways.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you next at prob gonna be a bye sign. Ooh, sap.
Catch you later, stargazers.